This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
It's a Jack and Dean podcast on Joy.
Something strange in the neighbourhood.
Look, I've been neighbourhood watching myself. I'm not officially anything, but I see them.
The twitch of the Terraline as you look out the window.
Yeah, I'm like, what's happening? Even though the front windows are both separate housemates' rooms, I'm in there. Like, get out of my room! And I'm peeking, going, what are you doing? Uh-huh. No, I just thought it was interesting. You know, Maybe it's just conditioning. But I was going for a walk and the garbage truck hadn't arrived yet. So it was about 9 in the morning.
Oh, okay.
Because it doesn't always come very, depends where you live. And I just saw people rushing out, just taking the bins out later.
In the morning?
We were always told, put the bins out at night, put the bins out at
night. Before
you
get to
bed. Put the bins out at night. Mm-hmm. But they were just doing the panicked rush to the curb. And I was wondering if that's a regular occurrence or a once off. And maybe they are nighttime binners.
Look, I like to put my bins out in the evening. I like to put them out, then...
You got to.
Done and dusted.
Yeah? Mm. And I thought that. And then the next week I walked past on bin day.
Yeah, yeah.
Doing the same thing. So I think he's just a morning binner.
A morning binner?
Yeah, maybe he's a gambler. Maybe he's likes the feel of
the
fear
adrenaline rush.
And the adrenaline rush. Thank you.
I wouldn't be able to sleep. I'd be like, oh my god, I'm going to miss it. I'm going to pull it out. Put bins out too late. I'm going to miss the.
Don't pull it out too late. And put it back in. But all that you wake up and you can hear the garbage truck going, have I put the bins out?
Oh my god!
So I don't know. Maybe it's a different thing. Maybe it's different culture. Do you put your bins out in the morning or the night before?
Do you think there are those who do and those who don't?
Maybe.
Let's put the call out. Tell us, do you put the bins out the night before?
You a gambler?
Or you a morning binner? We put the call out there to say, well, do you put the bins out in the morning or at night? Because I like putting it out at night. I like to go to bed knowing that it's done.
Yes, you can sleep because you're not having to run away. And someone else who has the same opinion as you, Dean, is Simon. Hello, Simon.
Hey, Simon.
Thanks for texting in on 0427JOY949.
And Simon says,
oh,
hands on your head, there's no way I'm getting up at 6 a.m. to put the bins out before the garbos come. That's just silly. I always do it the night before.
No,
very
sensible,
Simon.
Fair call.
Fair call, Simon. We also had Anne.
Anne
likes to put the bins out under cover of darkness.
Yes.
She does a bit of a midnight run to the curb.
And do you know why that is?
No, why was that?
Because she's in her jammies.
She's in her jammies?
Tasteful jammies, I asked questions.
Yes.
But tasteful jammies.
Thank you, Anne.
Slinking around there. Oh, here we go. Hi. Oh, it's Brian. Hello, Brian.
From Richmond.
Hi, what's Jack and Dean. It's Hello. Brian from Richmond. I always put the bins out before I go to sleep. I just want to sleep. Otherwise, loving the show. Look, punctuation sometimes matters, but thank you very much. So no one, I want to hear from the
Are you
morning.
A morning bin person?
Because life gets in the way, like, oh, what day is it? Tuesday,
But have you ever had the occasion where you put the green waste bin out and then you've realised as you go to get the train that everybody else in the streets put the recycled bin out? That can be a bit awkward, and then you might do a bit of a run.
And when you miss it, because I'm in a house
if you're out of
four
cycle,
people.
Yeah.
I mean, I know some of them. You don't want to do that. Also, quick question to derail everything. Mm. Back in the day, my mum said on Christmas, you should always put, as she put it in, she would say, and I quote, a bottle of plonk on the bin for the garbage person.
Oh.
Did she ever do that?
I don't do that.
That's what mum used to
say. A bad person.
We've got to buy him a bottle of plonk. I just like to say a bottle of plonk.
But is this one bottle or do you have to put out like a, because it's not just, isn't it?
One bottle per bin.
One bottle per bin?
Yeah.
They don't like a rosé.
What if they thought it was empty and they just smashed it? I don't know.
Don't know.
Anyway, Merry Christmas, Garbos.
There you go.
I have my own news to report, Dean.
Oh.
Because I used to do the old Tales of the 86 tram.
Yes.
Which
it's
is...
colourful characters.
It certainly is.
Yes.
And I was riding the tram today. Trying to think of another clever word. Oh, chariot? Who knows? No. And someone... threw a nectarine pip out the window.
Oh.
And do you know who the someone was?
Was it you?
Oh, God, no. The driver.
The driver?
Yeah, just threw his pip, piffed his pip.
Piffed his pip.
Full of pith. Say that with the no eyes. onto the pavement outside.
That's not okay.
Is that weird?
Well, did he open the door to do the expulsion of said Pip, or was it out the window?
Out the window. No, he didn't. Yeah, he didn't stop everyone, lock back in the tram, go out the door, come out. Yeah. I don't think we're allowed to open windows, can we?
On a tram, yeah.
No.
On some trams. Okay.
That was funny. You threw a pip.
Threw a pip. Hey, done with some nectarine. Pip, I'm going to pip it off.
Yeah, could have given it to me.
To do what with?
Put it in my compost.
I'd compost your pips.
Yeah.
But I actually don't know with tram drivers. Do they have meal breaks, you know? Because airline pilots...
Yes.
They get little breaks.
Yeah, they have two people.
They have two
well.
People, but trams, I can see it's a single person role.
Anyway, pip, piffin.
Pip. Pip, pip, hooray.
It's the friendliest story I could have, yes. I have for you from the 86 tram.
But we're talking about stone fruits. We touched on stone fruits last week.
Did we?
Because didn't your mum give you the call to say, come get the nectarines?
Oh, come get me nectarines. Maybe it was a sign.
Maybe it's a sign. The universe.
No, I don't. I just eat bananas.
The psychic tram 86 saying to
you. Oh, my gosh.
Call your mum.
Yes.
She of the nectarine pips.
Call her. Why?
For your pip.
Yeah. For a pip. Pick up your pip. When you think some skills are common.
Yes.
When you're confronted that they are not, sometimes it's quite difficult to accept.
Oh, when you assume. Right, okay.
Yes, when we assume, you're like, oh, no, everyone knows that. Yeah. Everyone knows to do this.
Yes.
And then when you're confronted with it right in your face, you go, oh, okay, maybe everyone's an idiot. No, anyway. So I went to the bathroom in a place. And there was an empty toilet roll. It's empty toilet roll, so no paper, just the roll on the holder.
Yes.
And then a new roll, half used,
yes,
sitting on top of it.
Right.
What do you do in that situation? You finished? All right, I'm going to quiz you.
Oh,
it's going to be
me.
Real difficult. All right, you're in the bathroom.
I'm in the bathroom.
You got your pants on because it's a children's show. No. And you look over and you go, oh, I finished the toilet paper. There is a new roll just there. What do you do?
You replace it. You take away the empties and you put it full.
Thank you. Why is it so hard? Why do you get a new one and put it on top of it? What the hell is wrong with you?
But if it was half, if it had already been, you know, people had a crack at it, if it was half sort of done.
Yeah.
That's not just one person ignoring the call to change the roll. It's a number of people ignoring the call to change the roll.
It's just the poo flows downstream. Like, it's that whole thing of, oh, no one's going to do it, I'm not going to do it. It's like, do they not know how to do it? You just clip it to the side.
Yeah.
Pull it out. Put that, recycle it.
And you can't really leave a passive-aggressive post-it note on the roll, can you, to say...
Well, you can.
You can, but...
But am I wrong? No, my feelings are never wrong. But it's like, that's infuriating. And then, or there's just a... Also, maybe they'll get to level two. Maybe they will replace the paper. They'll take out the roll.
Yes.
Then just leave the roll in the cubicle. Why? What sort of madness is this?
What sort of madness is this?
Put it in the bin.
Sometimes public, well, I know you're not talking about public bathrooms, but sometimes public bathrooms don't have bins anymore because of other safety issues.
No, but there's usually a hand paper towel.
Oh, there is? So you're saying that people should do that?
Roll it up, put it in your bag, take it to the tip. I don't know.
No, that's a bit far.
No, but just like, what's wrong with people?
What's wrong with the world? Tell us, what's your position on toilet rolls? Do you let it for somebody else to do, or do you do it yourself?
Just do it. One foul swoop. Don't even get me started on the ice cube tray.
Oh.
It's the same thing.
Yes.
You refill it. You put it back in for someone else because you're not a selfish beep me.
Or if you return it, or if you aren't going to fill it, don't return it. Leave it on the sink, but don't put it back in the fridge empty.
Yeah.
Yes, no, I'm with you on that
What's
one.
What's wrong with... That's why we're all going to die of climate change.
Did you reckon?
Because we don't give a shit about the future.
No. Tell us if you agree with Jacqueline or not. 0427 Joy 949.
I've gone rogue.
Oh, she's gone rogue today. We're on air at joy.org.au. This is Together on Joy.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.